Record, and we're recording right now. You're in that channel, I mean, we're here. Eleanor Gullerud.
Yes.
We're at Sunny Sunshine Pastures. Sunny Pastures. Here's Arvid Gullerud, pastor at the pastures. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Say hello, Eleanor.
Hello.
Split the breezes, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree! It's time for Peter Gullerud's Trail Mix!
Last night, I dreamt this guy I knew back in L.A. was tailgating me. He was a guy I knew who I never really trusted. He proved himself to be an untrustworthy type of so-called friend more than once. After the third time, you get that feeling that three strikes and you're out. You know, maybe sending somebody to prison after three strikes is a little harsh, depending on the crime. You know, smoking pot or, you know, jaywalking or something. But three strikes and you're out when a so-called friend betrays your trust. And I don't think you're expected to stay friends. Anyway, I was dreaming about this guy last night. He was in my rearview mirror. Yeah. He was tailgating me. He was like inches away from my bumper. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and sure enough, it was him. I'm looking there, and realize that's him. You know? And he had this a sign written on his window, and the letters were written backwards, so I could read it, because, you know, I was looking at him through a mirror. It said, "I do random things to scare the shit out of people." We were both doing about 60 miles per hour, and a stoplight was approaching rapidly. As I slowly changed lanes, he shifted right with me. It was as if he was glued to my bumper. This same guy in real life wants to link with me on LinkedIn years later, after I knew him in L.A. What do you think I should do?
Tell everybody where it's at. All over the world, people gonna say, you got to dig the
Master Man and Baby J. You got to dig the Master Man and Baby J. It is. People tell me, man, you live in the dump. You won't never be nothing but a pumped up chump. You got no money, you got no sense. You won't never be nothing. You won't never be nothing. I say, well, 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 well. When I look out my window, you know what I see? Don't see no whores in the stinking street. Don't see no drunks or junkies dying. Don't see no bums or garbage flying. I see Mean Jay in the L.A. Coliseum. 100,000 people on their feet. They're laughing, bumping, screaming, crying, jumping up on their seat. And then the band begins to play. And then they hush up. And then the band begins to play. And then they hush up. It gets real quiet in the Coliseum, with the stage all dark and bare. Maybe a little rain begins to fall, yeah, but the people staying right there. Then you can hear that announcer say, please welcome the crowd roar. Please welcome the crowd roar. Eyes on the number one, the biggest, the best, the number one man in the USA.
Later, I dreamed I was driving again, and I looked into my rearview mirror again, and there's another car tailgating me. This time it was full of a bunch of my friends from college days. The sign on their windshield read, "We never liked you anyway." I woke up before the crash.
I better have sex with her again. another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season. And that's the reason for making whoopee.
Lot of shoes, lot of rides. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing
for me whoopee.
It's your little love nest down where the roses swing. It's your that same sweet love nest. That ain't what the years can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Since I hear, well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and you suspect her of making whoopee.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy. But she said,
is he?
He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per. Some judges think he's funny. Said you pay six to her. Judge, suppose I fail. Judge says, but right in the jail. You better keep her.
Yeah, I think it's cheaper.
Just make a whoopee.
Here kind of early. I'm at the Burbank International Airport. I brought writing equipment, some of the books that I'm using, my next novel. I've got books to read, and yet I just don't feel like reading or writing, so I'm just sitting here flipping through my cell phone, realizing there's nobody I can call. And just kind of bored here. I got here 3.5 hours too early. Better early than late, you know, because, you know, airline tickets are expensive, you know. But, nevertheless, this is boring. There's a big screen TV and there's eyewitness ABC News posters all over the walls. Meteorologist Dallas Rains for ABC 700. 7,000. Yeah. And there's ads about all kinds of. There's a guy staring at me.
He's looking at me saying, why do you have headphones on and talking into a little box? I'm sure that's what he's thinking. He's kind of within earshot. He probably hears everything I'm saying. But I'm watching this big screen TV that's advertised by ABC7.com. And it's nothing but an infomercial for something called MyPillow. MyPillow.com. MyPillow. They guarantee that they will give you better rest. They'll end your migraines and you will sleep better by buying their pillow. I can't begin to tell you. No neck pain. I'm able to sleep. I already told the rest of my guys the difference between this pillow and your pillow. Thank you so much. Oh, these are guys in the army over in Afghanistan. And they had a woman with migraines. They got people from Afghanistan. They got lots of... They got a studio audience that's applauding because they're all going to get a free MyPillow. Probably scooped them off the streets, you know, on Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater. That's what they do down there, you know. They say, hey, how would you like to see a free TV show? And everybody goes, ooh, you know, they're from like Des Moines, Iowa. And they go, ooh, yes, take us along. They pick them up in a bus. And then they're like bored out of the gourds because they're like, they're a studio audience for an info commercial. That guy's still staring at me. Anyway, there goes the applause again. MyPillow.com.
I would recommend if you're taking medications to fall asleep at night and coffee to keep you awake in the day that you to try MyPillow and see what a difference it makes in your life.
See, they got captions so for the hard of hearing. I can read them. I don't need two pillows anymore. Nope. I got constant tuck it in the back of my neck and shoulder to be comfortable as the night wears on. And some of these people are side sleepers. Most of them are side sleepers. Shoulders and just having difficulty. I may get my pillow because I sometimes have trouble sleeping. It's MyPillow.com, and then if you enter the code MyPillow, you get a 25% discount. But who knows how expensive they are. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, that's me at the Burbank Airport waiting to go to Spokane. And it's enough for now. We've just used up almost 4 minutes. Oh, there goes the applause again. This is a paid advertisement. It does not reflect the views of our network or Disney or ABC News, who was bought by Disney, or MyPillow. In fact, it's nobody's views. We represent money back, unlike other pillows that lack support. Shape of the pillow. It's patented. Three-piece interlocking system creates a cooling effect. Okay.
Through funnel and dust and blazing sun, the great trail herd bearing a strange road brand is seen shuffling through the green and gold foothills of Colorado. The scrawniest lot of cattle ever seen on the old Indian trail. Weeks they've plodded like this, on and on to the monotonous clack of hoofs and the rattle of horns. The impatient shouts of men, gaunt, dust-caked, raw-nerved men, who continually urge the cattle on. And what's that strip of trail behind? For more than tracks have been left back there, and Texas justice is swift and sure.
Pull them up. Keep rolling.
What do you think we're driving, Mustangs?
We're rolling them to death, Gore. Why, they're nothing but living skeletons.
Well, they're living. Our buyers won't kick on their condition. We'll land these coasters.
Don't be too sure, Gore. Look, see them mountains bunkling up?
Yeah.
That's a hideout range. The toughest stretch of country on any trail. Blind watches, quicksand, more work for the men.
Yeah, if they spend more time working cattle and less watching the back trail.
Well, it's not easy to keep your eyes off the back trail when any minute it may be filled with Texans raring to stretch our necks.
Hey, you give me the creep.
Yeah? Well, we all got them. There won't be no forgetting till we unload this herd.
Shut up, you. Now, we're all in this together. And we've got to... Hey, what are you looking at, Red River?
Back there. A rider on the trail.
Where? I can't see anything.
Wait. There's dust with the drag hiding him now. There he comes. Up around the chuck wagon. A rider on a dapple gray.
Yeah, I see him. One man. Likely some cowhand looking for stock.
Cowhands don't ride horses like that. He's traveling through.
Hey, I don't like the way he's giving this outfit the once over. You keep the herd rolling. I'll ride back and see what he's up to.
All right.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
Well, what do you think of the layout? Now you've sized it up.
Funny trail brand, that. Don't think I ever saw it before. Kind of looks like...
Maybe that's why it strikes you as funny.
Maybe. Looks like you've been driving that herd mighty hard.
Yeah. Season's late. Snow comes early and the pass is ahead. Some horse you got there?
One in a million.
Well, a good horse is a fine thing when you're traveling.
A good horse is a fine thing anytime.
Yeah, I reckon.
The following skit was inspired by a real radio AM talk radio call-in show.
Jazz McCain, you're on the air.
Hello, Jazz. I just wanted to say I agree with you on those food stamp peoples.
Well, you know, I was in a line the other day, and there was two women proudly putting her food stamp card down, and they didn't care what they were buying. They were crack whores. They were crack methane user prostitutes who didn't care about using the system just so they could be crack whores.
But you know, Jazz, I agree with you. I just wanted to say I agree with you on those food stamp peoples. You know, when I go to the lunch lines, I mean the grocery stores, and I am proud to put down cash. I like when people see me put cash down for my food at the grocery store.
Oh, I don't blame you, sir. You know, it's people like you. And I suppose it has a lot to do with you being, I gather, Hispanic.
Not really, Jazz McCain. You see, I am proud to be putting cash down when I buy my groceries at the grocery store because I have four children and they're always with me. And when I pay cash, I'm telling the world, look, I don't use food stamps. I work for a living.
I understand. And the possibility that being Hispanic is somehow against you.
No. You don't understand, Jazz. It's not being Mexican or Hispanic. I'm a legal citizen. It is having four children. People look at me and they go, he must be on food stamps.
Right. And I would imagine that the stigma of being Mexican...
No. It has nothing to do with my accent or me being a little bit browner than you, Jazz. It has only to do with the four children. But I'm so proud to put $50 down, $100 down, cash. Everybody in the line sees it. I'm a working man, and I don't use the government for paying for my food, for my family.
Right. Thank you, sir. And I just wanted to say one more time that I would imagine being Hispanic, people think you're on food stamps.
No, Jazz. It's because I got four kids next to me.
But the crack whores that I was telling you about, I got so angry. I mean, I felt bad. I yelled at these two women because they were buying everything. They were just grabbing stuff off of the shelves. And I know that they were just lazy, good-for-nothing crack whores. And I'm not saying you, sir, are a crack whore. No. Or that your family or your wife or your children are crack whores. What I'm saying is I applaud you for being Hispanic and bucking the stigma.
Yes, Jazz, the stigma of having four children.
Children have nothing to do with it. I mean, you have something that a white male like I doesn't have, and that's being a Mexican.
Right, Jazz. I just want to say I'm with you, kind of.
Thank you, and God bless America. And I felt so bad yelling at these two crack whores saying, I work for a living. I pay my money. I put it down. I don't ask the government to pay for my groceries.
And neither do I, Jazz. The thing is, people look at me with four children and they just expect me to be using food stamps.
Right. And the fact that you're Mexican is just adds to the equation where I just applaud you, sir.
Being Mexican has nothing to do with the jazz, but thank you.
And thank you, sir. I felt bad yelling at these people in the because they were just lazy, no good for nothing crack whores using the system for their own benefit.
You know, I've got a burrito that just finished in the microwave here, and I thank you, Jazz, for being an American that is against Obama and against anybody who says we need food stamps for our... I sounded Asian there for a second.
That's because you're not very good at doing a Mexican accent. But thank you, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Jazz, for keeping me American.
And thank you, sir, for keeping you American.
It's just the kids.
Right. Jazz McKay, Bakersfield's own little bit of the South. Bold, brash, and honest. And balls to match.
Well, partners, I'll tell you what I was thinking about. I hope all you boys and girls and I are going to be more to each other than just, a radio program and an audience. I want to feel that we're all pulling together for the things we believe in and having a heap of good times, too. So I thought we'd be a little closer, friends, if we had sort of a club, which we might call, a Buck Jones Club, if it suits you all right. It's a club that doesn't have any club dues or bills or fancy fixings. It's just for those of us who believe in clean living, outdoor exercise, and seeing that the underdog gets a chance. Now, if you feel that way about things, do this for me, will you? Sit right down now and drop me a line, a letter, saying, Buck, I am with you, and I want to join up with your club. Send your name and address with one red top from a box of grape nut flakes to Buck Jones in care of the station you're now listening. And I'll send you a pin. I know you'll be mighty proud of. It's your Buck Jones Club membership badge. And it's a good-looking gold and red pin with my picture on it, too. And when you wear this pin, everybody will know that you're all for the ideals that the Buck Jones stands for. And when I send you the pin, I'm also going to send you a club manual telling you about all the free prizes you can get. So, partners, let me know right away if you'd like to join the Buck Jones Club. Let me see how many members we can kind of get together before the next meeting. And remember, get plenty of fresh air and exercise, lots of sleep, and eat good wholesome food like grape nut flakes, and save those box tops. They mean prizes for you. Well, till we meet again, I'll be looking out for you.
And so Buck Jones rides into the sunset, but his trail and yours will cross again soon. Hoofbeats is brought to you by the makers of Grape Nut Flakes, America's foremost cereal in flake form. Get a box of Grape Nut Flakes today. And remember this, to get your Buck Jones Club membership pin, just send one red top from a box of Grape Nut Flakes with your name and address to Buck Jones in care of this station. This offer is good in United States only. Don't miss the next episode of Hoofbeats, starring Buck Jones. It's packed with thrills. So until the next time, this is your old friend, the Wrangler.
Another 2 hours to kill at the Salt Lake City airport. And I'm eating some wok, Manchu wok food. Some
some kind of oriental food, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, you know, in one of these little tables next to, you know, those escalators that don't go up or down, they just go totally flat. Oh my goodness. Oh. Well, anyway, what's really amusing is when you watch an old man walking on those things, because as you know, the escalator part of it is moving at a pretty rapid pace. You know, it's for people with heavy luggage and so forth, as you know. A lot of these airports have these things. And when you see an old man walking at a normal pace on these fast-moving flat escalators, it looks like they are super old man. It's very amusing. Yes. So anyway, I'm almost done eating here. Then I'll go to my gate. As the kind airport person told me, Charlie 10 is my gate. I said, what do you mean Charlie 10? He said, C10. And I was like, oh. Yeah. All the boys here have Mormon haircuts.
If Salt Lake City is your final destination, you may pick up check-in for your old group's land if you love to take out the fresh loss. Yeah, you can even though not on your initiative or even if you're on one of our business to wear it may have to get an initiative that was tagged carry-on items taken by any just before boarding will be available for you here as you deplane.
Would you ask that you form a single file line on the right-hand side of the jet bridge while waiting for those oversized carry-on items? Tagged items, to allow other patient passengers to make their way through to the terminal. If you are making a connecting flight, we suggest that you check with the monitors
once inside the terminal or with the gate agent greeting this flight to be sure your gate information has not changed. Your safety is our first priority. Please use caution. Watch your steps. Caution. Watch your steps. Caution. Watch your steps. Caution. Watch your steps. Hold on in
the handrails
and let me know if you need any
assistance. It has been our pleasure having you on board today. We hope to see you again soon on a Delta Connection flight. Delta welcome your comments and suggestions about these flights by visiting Delta.com. Your seatbelts must remain on. I think a couple of men really came unbuckled. We are on the runway. I want to wish you a pleasant evening here in Salt Lake City or wherever your travels may take you. Once again, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the captain has turned on the seatbelt sign. Thank you.
Glad to hear, I reckon, that the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes, that's America's most famous cereal in flake form, are going to bring you America's most famous cowboy. Hard riding, hard hitting, hard to beat. Everybody's favorite, Buck Jones. Well, folks, we're all plumb tickled to be on this program because we know you're going to enjoy it. And we know, too, that you're going to enjoy Grape Nuts Flakes. We're all loco about Grape Nuts Flakes because, well, you see, men who ride the trails all day want real chow. He-Man's food. And that's Grape Nuts Flakes. Good to eat and mighty good for you. Now, I know you all want the story to get a rolling, but before we start, Buck Jones has a few words for you. Buck has been riding high, white, and handsome over a heap of trails since he was no higher than a snubbin' post. You've seen him lots of times in those moving pictures of his with his horse Silver, red-blooded stories with plenty of action. And Hoofbeats is the same kind of a story. But pull up now. Here's Buck.
Whoa, steady, Silver. Howdy, partner. Silver, you know, is my horse. I never fear without him. I'm mighty glad to have a chance to chin with you for a minute before Hoofbeats begin. I just want to tell you that I'm right certain we're going to be real pals. We're interested in outdoor exercises and clean living, sticking up for the underdogs, aren't we? Well, since we feel that way about it, I thought it'd be a good idea if we got up a club. Now, after the first chapter in our story, suppose we talk it over, you know, man to man. What do you say? Until then, partners, I'll be looking out for you.
Fine, Nina. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And how are you? I mean, come in, please.
You look nice tonight, Nina.
Oh, you look nice as well, Bradley.
Well, I just came from work.
Oh, well, work must be good to you.
Boy, what a great place you got here, Nina.
Oh, do you really like it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I really like that thing.
Oh, it's funny. You should pick that out. That's very precious to me. They found that very near my grandmother's head when she died. So, Bradley, did you have anything in particular that you were thinking of doing on our date this evening?
I didn't know it was a date exactly.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that...
No, Nina. That's all right. Nina, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
A date's
no
all
pressure.
Right. No. I thought maybe we could go out for drinks. We could go out to a movie,
drinks,
go
sure.
out for dinner, and then, I don't know, maybe come back here later.
Okay, sure.
So, would you like to go for a drink?
Oh, would I like to go for a drink?
We don't have to go for drinks.
Oh, good. It's just that I find bars so depressing.
Me too.
No, do you really?
Yes. Yes. So why don't we just skip drinks?
Skip drinks.
You know, go to a nice movie.
Movie?
You know, have maybe some dinner.
Dinner?
And then maybe come back here later.
Sure, for coffee. We'll come back for coffee.
Okay. what movie? Ladies' Choice.
Oh, well, thank you for Ladies' Choice.
You're welcome.
Oh, a movie, my choice. Oh, okay, Nina, the heat is on. All right, I'm just going to conjure up the entertainment section of today's paper in my head. I've seen that. Bradley, I'm sorry. I think I've seen almost all the movies. I'm a bit of a movie buff.
I'm a movie buff.
No,
yes.
I'm a movie buff.
I think colorization is horrible.
I hate it.
Why don't we just... Skip the movie. You know, we'll go for a nice dinner.
Dinner!
And then maybe come back here later.
For a coffee or whatever.
So, you get your coat, I'll get the door.
All right! Bradley! I ate!
I ate!
No, you did!
Yes, I did! Wouldn't that have been stupid, two of us staring at our food? Picture that! So why don't we just, I don't know, skip dinner and get
sure.
straight to the...
coffee.
Whatever.
I'll make it.
Oh, wait.
Bradley, I don't know if you were thinking this, but if you were thinking this, it is okay. I was just thinking that maybe we could skip the coffee and get straight to the romance. I don't want you to think that I'm a slut, though, because I'm not.
I won't think you're a slut no matter what happens. Why don't we just skip the romance and get straight to the sex?
Bradley, leaving?
Oh, yeah, I got to work in the morning. Did I mention that? I had
fine,
a wonderful time.
Really
I'll call you this week.
Yeah,
maybe we'll go to a movie or something
really
like that.
Okay.
It was really great. Thanks.
Good night.
Night.
Oh, please don't step on my...
I was very glad. Every happiness in the world belonged to me. Then our love was lost and you went away. Now I shed my tears in lonely misery. I know now that you never ever really loved me. It hurts me now to think you never ever really cared. I sit and ask myself a thousand times to try and find what really happened to the love that we shared. How could I be such a fool? How could I believe all those lies you told me? How could I be taken in by your sweet face? You spoil our love, you ruin my life. I'm so torn down, I'm terrible disgrace. But there will come a time and you'll regret the way you treated me as if I was a fool. Didn't know the many times you lied about your love for me. Someone else is gonna know that your love was just a show. How could I be such a fool?
I can't get that phone right now, so leave a message at the beep and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Message one.
Hey, Peter, it's funny. I can't sleep. What are you doing? I can't sleep. I was thinking about maybe coming over if you're not doing anything. I got a couple of DVDs from ECS. I downloaded it off the internet, and I got the whole series of Mad Men. We could watch at least a couple of seasons, maybe. You know, do a marathon over the weekend. I was wondering if maybe you'd like to... Huh? Oh, someone's at the door. I gotta go. I'll call you back.
Message two.
I'm back. Hi. How are you doing? I was wondering if you're doing anything. Maybe I could come over, pop some Jiffy Pop, and maybe make some ice cream bars. I know how to do it. I'm gonna put them on sticks. My neighbor taught me how to do that. I could bring the dog. He really likes you. I don't know why he likes you more than me, but maybe you want to adopt him. Anyway, I was just thinking maybe we could, say we don't want to do that, we could go for a walk down the block, you know, a couple of times, you know, a circle. We could go in circles. And other than that, I thought maybe we could mow the lawn. Have you ever mowed the lawn? Oh, I think somebody's at the door. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Message three.
Hey, Peter, it's me, Rodney, again. I was just thinking maybe we could mow the lawn at night. I did that once, and it's really fun because sometimes you don't know where you're going, and you can hit rocks that way, and they're fun because you don't see where the rocks shoot, but you can hear them crash places. Sometimes you hit a window, car window, maybe a neighbor's window or something like that. And I don't know. Maybe if that doesn't suit you, we could go to the mall. I think they're open. Some of the stores are open pretty late tonight. Was it Friday? Yeah. We could kick around the mall, maybe do some window shopping, see what's in the windows, you know, see what kind of clothes we could pick out if we had more money. I don't know. If that doesn't suit you, maybe we could go get a haircut. I don't think they close till like 7. I don't know. Well, that doesn't sound fun. I might do that on my own tomorrow, but anyway, I was thinking maybe if you don't want to do that, we could jump in the car and we could drive to the, what is that, Santa Monica Pier and ride the bumper cars or see if anybody's fishing. Sometimes they're fishing, even though Santa Monica Pier, I know that sounds funny, but they sometimes catch stuff. Some of the people down there. We could go wading in the water. We could go try to cruise chicks. I don't know. If you want to call me back, I will be up until at least 2 a.m. This is Rodney Shane. Talk to me.
11:44 p.m. Monday. End of messages.
I need someone to live with me. some place to go. Oh, North Ontario. It's safer than Alabama. It's safer than Ohio.
And then I dreamt that a truckload of my old teachers were following me, and they had a sign that said, "You didn't try hard enough." And then I dreamt William Shatner got a teenager pregnant, and her baby was stillborn, and she was mad at Bill for not wanting to go to the funeral. And then I dreamt I was walking to Hawaii on the floor of the ocean, and Casper the Friendly Ghost was trying to have sex with a beluga whale. And then I had a dream that my old girlfriend, the Mormon, met my old Lutheran girlfriend, and they both told me I was going to hell and not going to have a planet or any more Lefse. And then my sisters, all five of them, told me I was a reverse narcissist and that it was all about them. And then my old cats, all three of them, told me how I sucked by crying when I euthanized them and that I should have been more manly and stoic. And then I dreamt that I was the head of the NRA, and I went on the air, I went on television and said how stupid my goat and tropical fish were. And then I woke up. I watched the news and called one of my sisters, who I'm okay with right now, and it dawned on me. Dreams prepare us for weird days in reality.
Hey, Ed. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not so good, Chris. I think I'm depressed.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, mostly because all I want to do is just lie around and sleep.
Why don't you pop in a video or something?
Yeah. I put in Singing in the Rain. That just made me really depressed. You know, it's all about when silent movies were on the way out. People couldn't adjust. Whole careers were ruined.
Does it have anything to do with getting toasted out there?
Oh, everything, Chris. You know, the universe is out to get me. I used to think nature was my friend, but now I know. At any given moment, wham! You can be squashed like a bug.
Yeah, interesting. Conventional, but interesting.
What do you mean?
Nature is a boogeyman, you know, it's very 17th century Calvinist New England, you know?
Huh.
This whole fear trip, Ed. I mean, you know, man in the woods, hostile world, is very in keeping with the male-dominated Protestant capitalist ethic of the colonial fathers.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Yeah. Of course, there's other ways to go, you know, like the whole Gaia approach, you know, Mother Earth viewing the world as a single organism, you know. You should be familiar with this, Ed. It's the whole Weltanschauung of most Native Americans.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just doesn't get as much airplay as Calvinism.
Wait, Chris. What does this mean about me getting hit by lightning, though?
Well, under Gaia rules, I'd say, you were spared by a loving hand, and you know, it's to remind you that the world is a precious place, you know, go in peace.
Huh. Was that what you think?
Me? I don't know.
Huh.
Well, hey there, you new Hitkiuses. This is Pinecone Pete, and we're experiencing a little technical difficulty because we're sort of half awake and in dreamland right now. But we're going to go through the playlist. Hopefully you'll be able to tell what we're talking about here. We just heard, as far as the playlist goes, we heard Southern California Brings Me Down. That was from National Lampoon. It was a parody of It's the Beckley. I think you can hear me a little bit better here, hopefully. Before that, we heard Straight to Guilt. That was from the comedy group Kids in the Hall from Canada. Remember that show? I do. That was a good show. I mean, they weren't always good, but a lot of times. Before that, we heard How Could I Be Such a Fool by Frank Zappa in The Mothers of Invention. Before that, we heard Making Whoopee
with Dr. John and Ricky Lee Jones. Wasn't that fun? And before that, we heard Master Man and Baby J by Randy Newman. We hope you've enjoyed this week's Trail Mix. Sorry we were out of commission there for a while, but we had to take a trip up to Spokane, and it was a planned trip, and then it ended up being a little bit more
dramatic than normal, because my dad had a stroke, and he had to be taken from the hospital into a nursing care facility, where he is presently getting some really fine care and rehabilitation. We're hoping and praying he'll be back home after he can get his... what's that expression? You know, his sea legs back. That's it. Well, everybody be nice to each other, even if you're in a bad mood. And I'll try to take the same advice. Split the breezes and tell folks and treat your doggies nice because they're nice to you. Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the
clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
In that state of hallucinated lucidity, not only did they see the images of their own dreams, but some saw the images dreamed by others.
It's from Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude, and it seems there's precedence for this dream swapping. I mean, is it really so out there? Maybe we just dream each other's dreams all the time. Isn't that netherworld of the unconscious truly collective? I mean, aren't your fears my fears? Aren't your wants my wants? Don't we all drink from the same human cup? Here's what Carl Jung had to say about it. All consciousness separates, but in dreams we put on the likeness of that more universal, truer, more eternal man dwelling in the darkness of primordial night. There he is still the whole, and the whole is in him, indistinguishable from nature and bare of all egohood. Out of these all-uniting depths, the dream arises, be it never so childish, grotesque, and immoral.
Hey, Flashman.
End of messages.